Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo says she gets reminded of the opioid problem when she least expects it, like when she was doing a business tour in a town outside of Providence.
I was talking to the owner of a thriving and successful business. He's a well-off guy in a well-off suburb. At the end, he pulled me aside and he said, "Governor, keep plugging on the opioid issue."
In a private conversation, the business owner revealed how his formerly straight-A son spiraled into opioid abuse after a shoulder injury.
He started with 4 Motrin at a time, 6 Motrin at a time, then the Vicodin. Fast forward, he's been in and out of prison 4 years. He's been in and out of rehab dozens of times. And about a month ago, he and his dad were at a gas station. He was in the bathroom for a long time. His dad had to break the door down. His son was nearly unconscious on the ground and he had to revive him.
Elected officials at the National Governors Association meeting say this kind of story is all too familiar. Yet despite growing awareness about the opioid crisis, many challenges stand in the way of progress. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says one issue is the shame still associated with addiction and how it's viewed differently from other illnesses. Baker says this became clear when he attended a meeting of a peer support group for parents of opioid users.
I was at one of them one night and this guy said, "You know, I live in this town, but the first time I went to one of these meetings, I went to one, 30 miles away. Because I was afraid I might run into somebody that I knew here from our town." And he said, "I went to the one 30 miles away and I ran into 2 people from our town who went to that one too."
The governors say progress can't come fast enough in fighting opioid abuse. Last year, about 60,000 U.S. deaths were attributed to drug overdoses, 2/3 of them caused by opioids. Governors say a mix of different approaches are needed to improve the situation, including a more aggressive stance on prescription drugs. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says a greater emphasis on treatment is also needed.
"The first thing I've called for is treatment, and the first thing we have to realize is we cannot have millions of Americans lose their health coverage and still effectively attack this crisis."
The future of healthcare coverage is still a big question mark in Washington. The latest GOP healthcare bill includes more money to fight opioid addiction. But Rhode Island Governor Raimondo remains opposed because she says it would cut overall access to healthcare coverage, especially for the needy. She says most of the Republican governors she's talked with share her concerns. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.